I was thinking of the first reading and the gospel about preparing the way, preparing the path. And I don't always wear a suit and tie. I do a lot of missionary work. And a year ago, I got a call from Guatemala. There was a terrible landslide about a year and a half ago that killed many people, but it actually wiped out this road in the Guatemala Central Highlands. And they needed to reopen this road. And so I took a missionary team of high school students with the idea that we were going to prepare the way and clear this road, because the people in that particular region grow coffee. And the road that they used to take to their processing plant was wiped out. So these people, as tough as life already is, had to carry these 50-pound bags of coffee on their head and climb this cliff because the road was wiped out. So we went down to prepare the way, to fix this road. You know, it all sounded real good on the telephone. Man, that was some of the hardest work I've ever physically done in my life. We get there, and it's literally the side of a mountain. And I said, where's the road? It's like, well, it's kind of there. So it required, you know, pulling out dead trees. The toughest things were these boulders. There were boulders literally the size of Father Brad's chair. I mean, they were massive. And we had this one local guy, Felipe, kind of an older guy, and he was kind of our guide in rebuilding this road. Now, we could provide a lot of, you know, kind of grunt power, and we were willing to work, but I don't know a whole lot about, you know, moving boulders and trees and things like that. And I learned a lot in those days. For an example, somebody hand me a sledgehammer, and they'd say, just break up that rock. So I'd stand there and just kind of keep, you know, wailing on this thing. And then Felipe would come along and say, well, let me try. He would look at the rock, and he would hit it in the right place three times, and the rock would just split. And I thought, now, how did he know that? So one of the things I learned in life is that the boulders that we have, the challenges we have, whether it's in relationships or our finances or addictions or whatever it is, a lot of times just kind of beating your head against it doesn't really work. Sometimes the problems we face, the boulders that we have to move out of our lives, take a little strategy, take a little bit of thinking, and just kind of keep throwing yourself at it doesn't always work. In fact, in AA, the wisdom is, if I keep doing the same thing and expect different results, that's just crazy. So when we look at our problems in life, Father just said a moment ago about this need to examine our lives during Advent and see what needs to change. We do need wisdom. We do need the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It's not enough to simply kind of keep saying, my life is a mess, what am I going to do, what am I going to do? God has a plan for us, and we need to seek the Lord's way on how to deal with the problem. Another thing I learned about fixing roads, sometimes if you get a big crowbar and you kind of get under a rock just right, you can leverage it out. And sometimes if you get behind it and really push, you can move it. But there also comes a time in life where some boulders are just too big to move for one person. And I think there's something in our Western world that kind of says, it's up to me. I've got to fix it. I've got to make it right. It's my problem, and I'll handle it. I don't need anybody's help. But you know what, folks? We have a choice. We can either stand in the road in our pride and say, I can do this, and not be able to do it. Or we can have enough humility and common sense to say, you know what? I need some help with this one. It's really okay to ask other people to help us move the boulders of our lives. That's why we have the Sacrament of Reconciliation. That's why we have counseling. That's why we have friends and family. It's okay to have other people help you move the boulders of your life. Well, then once we got these boulders out, there were still these craters that had to be filled in. So we would have to go off and take a pickaxe and a shovel and load up a wheelbarrow and bring this dirt back. Because it's not enough to get the boulders out of our life, we got to put something else in. And that's where we find the grace of the sacraments and prayer, reading the scriptures, doing good works. These are the kind of things, this is the stuff that levels out the holes in our lives. So it's not enough to simply get rid of things out of our life. We've got to fill our lives with the good things that God provides. God has more than enough grace to patch anybody's road up. God has more than enough power and wisdom and might to help all of our lives get straight. I remember one of the things I had to face personally was at the end of a day, after pushing boulders and hauling dirt and moving rocks and falling down hillsides, at the end of a day you kind of say, did we do anything? You know, okay, so we moved 10 boulders, there's 30 more to move. And I think one of the problems I personally face, and maybe you do too, sometimes I feel overwhelmed in life. Sometimes I think, you know, I'll never get this fixed. I'll never get this right. I'll never get my temper under control. I'm never going to be able to relate to this guy right. I'm always going to have this problem. You know what, folks? All you got to do is just keep chipping away at it. God understands our humanity. God understands our frailty. God realizes we're not going to get the road straightened out by 3 o'clock this afternoon. All you got to do is keep showing up on the road of life every day, move a couple boulders, get some friends to help you move the big ones, get some grace to fill in the low spots, and just keep showing up for life. And so Advent is really a time for some homework. Advent really is a time to move some boulders, to fill in some low spots. But it's not a time of dread and anxiety and what are we going to do? This really is a time of hope. It's a time of promise. Because the road that we're preparing for the Lord Himself will help us prepare that road. So be of good cheer. Don't be overwhelmed by the boulders in your life. Just keep showing up every day, doing your part, and ask God to do His. My prayer is that by Christmas Day, all of our roads will be smoother, a few boulders will be gone, and the path will be straight for the Lord.